This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome to the program Lily Fox Brugger. She's a graduate student at the University of Virginia at work on one of Thomas Jefferson's unrealized dreams, and that is a botanical garden at the University of Virginia. Lily, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am so looking forward to talking about this. I have a bunch of questions. And of course, the phone lines are always open at 977-1070. Let's begin first with a Lily 101. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into this field of study.
Sure. Well, first of all, I'm from Charlottesville, and
you get the bell
news
for that.
Okay. And I went to UVA undergrad for art history, but I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do with that. So my first job out of college was working at Monticello in the gardens, and that was my first exposure really to Jefferson and his love of plants.
And when you say you worked in the gardens, mm-hmm. You really work in the gardens, don't you?
Right, right. In the flower garden, the vegetable garden.
I mean, you get your hands dirty, mm-hmm, right around mm-hmm. on those golf carts.
And, yep, exactly.
I mean, they really keep you busy. I've seen the folks up there. It really is a full-time job.
Right. So I spent about 6 months there right out of school and then moved to New York for 3 years to Brooklyn. So big change.
What was that like?
It was great. A lot of adjustment, but I did rooftop gardening there. And then in my third year is when I did a horticulture internship at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. And so that was my first exposure to botanic gardens, and I loved it.
And is that the right expression, botanic or botanical?
It's a really good question. Actually, Brooklyn, it's Brooklyn Botanic Garden, but it's the New York Botanical Garden. So it just kind of depends
so
who's
both,
using it.
You can use both.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. And of course, it's from botany.
Right.
The study of plants.
Right.
And it's, what is a botanical garden?
Well, it's many things now, but it's gone through, it's a long history starting in about the 16th century, based on monastic gardens, actually, and started as a collection of pretty much medicinal plants or simples. And then over the years, it developed to include plants that were beneficial to the economy and really boomed in during the age of exploration, and botanic gardens were showing up all over the world. The imperial powers were spreading them, and that's where they cultivated their plants and brought them over to their own countries.
Yeah, and of course, there's a bunch of them around the country today, and there's a whole lot
even in
Virginia. I think the current issue of Virginia Living magazine profiles a whole mm-hmm. bunch of them.
Right, but none in Charlottesville.
There's not one in Charlottesville, but I mean, you got Blacksburg, you got Harrisonburg and Fredericksburg
Richmond.
And Richmond. They're all over Virginia. And yet the one place where Thomas Jefferson wanted to have one, in Charlottesville, we still don't have one.
That's
hundreds
right.
of years later. So how did you decide that this was what you were going to do for your graduate work, that you were going to study Jefferson's dream of a botanical garden?
Well, I learned even more about Jefferson when I moved back here and worked at Monticello in the gardens again for 3 years. And as I was there and just seeing what it was like to work at a historic garden and learning more about Jefferson, I was doing some reading on his time in France. And that's where I came across this reference to his hopes for a botanic garden here.
So tell us about that, his time in France, and did he tour some of the big gardens there?
That's right. He spent most of his time in Paris. He lived in Paris. And he visited the Jardin des Plantes in Paris. And this is in the 1780s. And formed a friendship with the director, André Thouin. And actually, over the years, had a relationship with him, correspondence where they would send seeds back and forth. And also was friends with other plantsmen.
Give us
there.
An idea what he would have seen in Europe, in France, in the 1780s.
Well, at the time, English gardens were very popular, so the picturesque style was going full steam there, and that influenced his garden at Monticello later. But also this interest in plants and plant trading. was very popular then. And he, you know, so this garden, this botanic garden in Paris, was established in the early 17th century. So that was a historic garden he was seeing. And he also took a trip to England. We know he went to Kew Botanic Garden, but he didn't say much about his impressions. Unfortunately, he just mentions an Archimedes screw, which was meant to pull water. So nothing about the gardens, unfortunately.
But we're talking with Lily Fox Bruguer of the University of Virginia, graduate student studying Jefferson's vision for a botanic garden. So tell us this vision. What was his dream when he was setting up the University of Virginia? He wanted the school to this academical village. He wanted a botanical garden to be part of the grounds. Is that not right?
That's right. The sciences were very important to him, especially the ones that were useful to society. And so he felt that botany was one of the most important. And so he wanted to have the botanical garden to be attached to the school of botany that he had planned. And he had given John Patton Emmett the task of, he was the professor of natural history, and so he was supposed to lead and direct the garden.
From which we get Emmett Street.
Right.
Because he lived right over there.
And so really the push for this garden was just in the last year of his life in 1826, and just in the few months before he passed away. So unfortunately, after he died, it just sort of fizzled out.
Really? So had he lived for a few more years, this is what he was working on when he died, was let's get this garden going, John Emmett. Let's make this happen.
Right. He was really pushing for it. And multiple letters he was saying, you know, in any spare time, please put your workers in the botanic garden. But I haven't come across anything yet about actually starting it. You know, I haven't come across any concrete evidence.
So it was still in the planning stages when he passed
possibly
away in the summer of 1826. Yeah.
But in August, there was some letters back and forth about putting laborers in the botanic garden when they were free. So that leads me to believe that something had started to happen.
We're talking with Lily Fox Bruguer of the University of Virginia. So tell us now about this vision. What did it look like? What did Jefferson really wanted to do? Where would it have been? This kind of thing.
Sure. Well, Jefferson was actually really inspired by a Portuguese naturalist named José Correa de Serra. And he came over to the States and he lived here for 9 years, actually, between 1812 and 1820. And he visited Monticello on multiple occasions. And I've come across this, I don't know if it's a letter, just a few pages that he wrote about a botanic garden for a public school and the best way of going about that. And Jefferson references this in his letter, in this important letter to Emmett. And so we know that Correa wrote these things, and that's kind of what Jefferson was following, hoping to follow for his garden. So what Correa suggests is that it should be about 6 acres, and 2 acres devoted to trees, and 4 acres devoted to just the plants, the planting beds.
And for folks who've never been to one, there's a beautiful, JMU has a beautiful arboretum. It's sort of walking trails through a beautiful park, and yet it's a living museum of botany, right?
I mean,
you can really look at the trees and study the trees and see the different kinds of examples of plants.
Right. So basically where Jefferson was hoping to realize this dream was approximately where Alderman and Clemens were built on that was a kind of an extreme slope there on that hillside. So Jefferson, that was to be where the trees were. So he was going to terrace that ground and have the trees there. And then the bottom land, where about where Nameless Field is now, was to be the 4 acres for the planting beds. And actually the whole thing was supposed to be surrounded by his famous serpentine walls.
Wow. Yeah. The entire botanical garden surrounded by a serpentine wall.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Gosh. My guest is Lily Fox Bruguer. We're talking about an unrealized dream of Thomas Jefferson to have a botanical garden at the University of Virginia so students could study botany and plants and trees. What a beautiful thing that I mean, who wouldn't want to see this happen today, I guess? How much do they cost?
Right,
do we know?
Right.
I mean, I guess we're talking about millions of dollars to do it right.
To do it right. And
yeah.
We'd hope to do it right at UVA, I think.
Now, what's the what are your hopes with your project? Because you're working on your graduate work now.
Right.
And you'll prepare the final, your graduate work will be the final report of this. This was Jefferson's unrealized dream.
Right. Well, I'm working on a fellowship. And so that's it's helping me to complete the research, and then I do hope to present it to the public in the form of maybe just an educational pamphlet, but also to get one of my friends in the landscape architecture program to draw up a graphic illustration of pretty much just what Jefferson says in this letter of 1826. He has very exact specifications.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
This is the guy who decided where the outhouses were going to go at his school. Yeah, exactly. I'm sure he didn't leave anything to chance.
Right, right. So I'd like to draw that out, and so people can really get a sense of what it was supposed to look like, you know, a conjectural image. But
yeah.
And then also to push for maybe having one there today.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
But
so where would it go today? I mean, where would be an ideal spot, you think, where we could do one?
Ideally, I think it would be approximately where he had planned it. And amazingly, there's Clemens and Alderman, but Nameless Field, there's no buildings there.
And for folks who don't know, that's the big field next to the tennis courts.
Right.
On the same side of University Avenue. Sort of a bowl goes down there towards Mem Gym. And I guess in Jefferson's time, there was a big lake there. There was a pond there where Meadow Creek sort of pooled that they later filled in when they built Memorial Gymnasium in the mid-1920s. But there was water down there.
That's
so his plan must have included open water for this botanical garden.
I haven't found mention of that, but it certainly would have provided a good water source for the garden.
Right, right. So what do you think the chances are that the university would go for this today?
I haven't actually proposed it officially, but I'm certainly happy to have anyone help out with that proposal.
Yeah.
I think it would be an amazing asset for the university and a really great educational tool.
Absolutely. Well, and it would be a national story, let's admit it, to realize this was his dying dream. I mean, this is what he was working on when he died.
Yeah.
The unrealized dying dream of Thomas Jefferson to have a botanical garden at his university. And to realize that dream today here in the eve of the bicentennial, because, of course, UVA will celebrate its bicentennial in 2017 will be the 200th anniversary of the laying of the cornerstone of Pavilion 7. So the 200th anniversary is coming up. What a wonderful thing to celebrate the bicentennial to realize his dying dream. I think it would be fantastic. Now, have you heard discussion around town about having a botanical garden at McIntyre Park?
Because
I know some people are talking about that.
Yes, I went to the meeting for that and back in March, and that's really exciting. I mean, it's funny, when I came back to town from being in New York, I thought the same thing. I think Charlottesville really needs a botanic garden. And so it's been really exciting to hear about these projects, because there's not only the one proposed for McIntyre Park, but also one to be named the Charlottesville Botanical Garden. They don't have a location as of yet.
Right. Now, you've been to many of these places. For somebody who's never set foot in a botanical garden, why do we need one? What is it about a botanical garden that's so special?
Well, I think they're very educational about plants. And so there's a lot to learn.
So school field trips.
Yeah, yeah. And to see plants gathered together for their classifications, and to see the plant families growing together, you really can get a sense of how they're related. That was very educational for me at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden, were the plant family collections. But then also that they're usually collections from plants around the world. So seeing plants that you're not used to in, you know, your everyday garden. And also for the one, you know, if we were to have one at UVA, you know, I would hope that it would be Jefferson era plants. So
interesting.
Yeah. Because he lists specific trees to have in the garden, such as the cedar of Lebanon, cork oak, the larch, the Indian rubber tree, so exotic trees.
Yeah.
But these trees were to be useful for this country, not just ornamental.
Right, right.
Trees that you're just not going to see roaming around the Blue Ridge.
Right,
you
right.
You got to go to this place so you can stand in front of them and say, wow, that's right. A so-and-so tree.
That's right. But Jefferson was very intent on introducing useful plants to this country. He said that was the greatest service rendered any country was the addition of a useful plant to its culture.
So, wow. Well, it's a fantastic project. It's very exciting. And wish you the best of luck and stay in touch.
You.
This is really fascinating.
Yeah,
stuff.
I'd love to follow up on it. Yeah.
Lily Fox Bruguière is a graduate student at the University of Virginia studying Jefferson's dying, unrealized dream to have a botanical garden at his University of Virginia. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.